it seems like you're trying to turn down the music, and I just wanted to hear it, but that's okay. We'll use the music towards the end of the show, too. That was the original soundtrack from Kelly's Heroes. And I guess, to some extent, I really appreciate that movie. I appreciate the ragtag, you know, bunch of people just getting together to do one cause. I don't necessarily appreciate the fact that they were doing a bank heist. I don't think that that's very ethical. I think gold's good. What do you think, Doc? Did you hear that that music last time you ever see the movie?
It's great music. I love that song.
It's a good song. And Donald Sutherland did do a great job, Alan. I gotcha. So, okay. So did we beat the Monsanto horse to death? Probably not. That horse needs a lot of beating. But what else is on your mind there, Doc? I know you had a lot of thoughts. You know, we haven't been on the air for 2 weeks now, and it's just like the whole world is exploding. And Obama's throwing all kittens under buses.
Well, one thing you and I talked about was the Department of Public Safety has the ability to look at things that are not convictions and withhold concealed carry permits, even though Texas law says things like a deferred adjudication are not a conviction, and if you abide by the rules, the slate is clean. Yet the people at Texas Department of Public Safety will tell you that whoever wrote the statute said, yes, we know this is not a conviction, but we're going to treat it as such, and they can get away with that. And there's some pretty scary things when you can tell us that, yeah, we know the law, but we're not going to go by it.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's all about the shenanigans there, Doc. They can tell you one thing, and then they go, well, I don't have anything to do with that. You know, because like in your case, deferred adjudication meant that there was no charge or something like that. And so, well, you know, free and clear. But on the other hand, they just go, well, we don't respect that. I don't know. I kind of expect that from them. You know, that
and it's just like we talked about, I never paid much attention to this fake news stuff because usually you sift through all that crap and you can tell when something doesn't sound real and when it does, and sometimes we get fooled. But recently there was an article in a newspaper in Texas talking about that Susie Kamik incident and relating my name in there also. And I was very surprised because they hadn't spoke to anybody that knew any of the facts. And they said a sheriff had made the statement that a lot of people were deciding to go by certain laws and ignore other ones, and I know that's not true. I don't know anybody that's ever thought that way. I know a lot of people said, why don't we go by the Constitution again? And a lot of the people in law enforcement are saying that, well, we enforce statutes, but the Constitution says those aren't valid, and yet they say that they veto the Constitution. So there's a lot of confusion there. But I did definitely see what they mean by fake news, because the article had very little facts, very little truth, and had spoke to none of the key people to get those honest answers. And it's really sad that you can do that when you have the power of the media to use it in that way. That's why I like what we do. We try to tell people the truth, and if it's our opinion, we let them know. But we're not trying to sway you with lies or fake news.
Alan.
No, we're trying to get people to like you said, you know, like a lot of the people on Republic Broadcasting, other networks, they say, don't believe me, you know, here's where I found my information, you know, here's my sources, go back and look at it yourself, use your own brain, figure it out for yourself. If you can find a different way, you know, a different meaning behind it from what I read it as, you know, more power to you. But you know, here's my sources. You know, it's not this, you know, we're not going to be Walter Cronkite. You know, at the end of his show, he always said, and that's the way it is. You know, January 8th, 2017. You know, he didn't say, you know, well, this is kind of our opinion, but you know, you go out and use your own brain and see if you can figure out more of the truth out yourself. Now that's control of the information is control and of whole societies of the planet. They can create the world that you live in by what they do, what Madison Avenue does with their marketing schemes. I mean, who on this planet has never said, where's the beef? You know, I mean, that cute little old lady on the Wendy's commercial. You know, that's how easy it is to manipulate us, because we've become so entrenched in this digital, television mindset. You know, we were all kind of raised on televisions, you know, to a point. You know, I can still remember back when there was only three channels on. But, it's mind control. It is control of information.
Hey, real quick, Doc, you like to talk a little bit, well, not like to talk about, all the beggars on TV. And I just did not have context to what you were saying last year when you'd bring it up. But I did happen to see a commercial and, well, a couple commercials, because I try to usually stay away from the televisions. And, man, they got a lot of commercials sitting there begging for money for poor children. They show starving pictures of children, and then poor starving dogs and poor starving vets, and you're going, what the heck is going on? I'm just getting inundated with that stuff. I didn't realize it was so dominant. Makes me feel blessed to not have satellite cable for traditional television. Oh, how can you handle it, Doc? Oh.
Well, I still love television. There's a lot of wonderful things on it, but you do have to sift through the garbage. But what upsets me about all that stuff that you were just talking about is, first off, this country gives away billions and billions of dollars to people that hate us. In Syria, we've got us and the Russians on two different sides in the middle of a crazy war that nobody knows who's right or wrong. And then they come on TV, and it costs a lot of money to run those commercials begging for money. And then I think, you know, they show the children, and they're begging for money for more research. And I wonder how many of those kids I could really help the right way that don't need to be used as guinea pigs and have you on TV begging for money for them when the government's got so much they can give it away. And then the dogs and the cats and all that stuff, they make it as bad as they can, and then they spend a fortune on commercials begging you for money, which again makes me believe it's more business and a lot less care about the animals or the children or any of that. And the veterans. There's a ton of commercials begging you to give to the veterans, and not only do they waste the money on the commercial, but you'll get a blanket or a bag or something that they had to pay for, and they'll send it to you.
Yet they won't allow people to give away blankets and clothes to homeless vets in Houston. They come down and say, nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't give them food. You can't do this. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like I said, Doc, if they actually ever came out with a cure for cancer, do you think the Cancer Society would be getting all those hundreds of billions of dollars in administrative fees and salaries that they get? You know, no, that whole gravy train was.
Yeah, of course. And there's no one single cure, because there's probably a trillion different kind of things we could call cancer. So they're not ever going to get that. But they got to have a lot of money for the business of the guys to go to work every day doing that stuff. And the many guinea pigs that are told you've got something, that you need something. And it's funny, Alan, you mentioned the homeless in Houston. Well, the reason that's a big deal right now is they don't buy tickets to the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl's in Houston this year, which is, for me, not a good thing, because it's just super, super crowded. And the last time we had a Super Bowl here, they were crying and complaining, all the people that are making millions, that they couldn't get enough free volunteers to help work it.
Right. What?
All the
free volunteers to work the Super Bowl?
What, yeah, they the said hell? They were 13,000 people short. They needed volunteers to work for free so that everybody else could make millions, but they didn't say it that way. And they were very disappointed that they couldn't get all that free help.
Maybe it's because we don't give a crap. I mean, okay, some people do, and I get that, but oh well.
Well, not okay. Enough to go be free help while other people are making millions of dollars. I don't think so.
That's true. Hey, we got a caller on the line. Hey, Brent, out in California, you know Donald Rumsfeld? Oh, well, I guess Brent doesn't know Donald Rumsfeld. But you can call in. You don't have to know Donald Rumsfeld or be pardoned by Barack Obama. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Almost forgot our phone number, Doc. I guess I need some cognition something, whatever.
2 weeks of lifetime.
I know a doctor that can help you with that.
Yeah, is he in California?
I told him on my show the other night, I said, if you really need a second opinion, just ask me twice.
Well, that almost sounds like an AMA doc there, Doc.
Well, you watch them every day, and you pick up a few of their little tricks.
Right.
So you can make jokes out of real life. I think that's Johnny Carson was real good at that.
Yeah, well, you got in today's world because real life is kind of a farce if you look at it. But you know, it's kind of an ironic laugh that you get from it.
Yeah, well, you know, you were talking about the latest write up about the Valentine's Day raid and the tragedy that you know ensued, and I get that. I really get it. But generally speaking, so few people wrote about that particular subject that it's, it is inaccurate news. That whole fake news nonsense, that's just, man, I hope that dies out really quick. I think that was just a release agent used for this Russian hacking, you know, inaccurate information, because that one is a pure story, right? You know, it's like, okay, the Russians broke into the RNC server and Hillary's email thing, and they did, I can't tell you. We can't tell you how they broke in, because that's classified. Yeah, they influenced the election. How?
But that's we're fairly classified. Confident it was the Russians. It might have been. We've got sources that say, yeah, they don't ever come out and say, here are the facts, we can show you exactly how they did it. No.
No, and they say we got to look for who had something to gain, right? And then they go, well, it was the Russians that had something to gain because what? Trump doesn't want to blow everybody up. And I don't think that he wants to blow everybody up. Well, Obama, hell yeah, he'll blow everybody up. I don't think that guy, yeah. Anyways, I'm getting
you know what's sad? This is the. Still, with all of its problems, this is the greatest country in the world still. And that is scary when you look at all the problems that we have today and how out of control government got, that we're still the best. But every country out there would benefit with a better United States. So anybody supporting Trump would have made just good common sense. And it's funny, we probably have the same people hacking that are trying to hack in over here, and everybody's spying on each other, and everybody's acting like, oh my God, those guys are doing it, yet it's probably everyday stuff.
Oh yeah, hacking is everyday stuff, and you know, yeah, but it's also useful, you know, it's useful when you don't want to blame yourself for your own shortcomings, you know, and I don't know. Hello?
Oh, sorry, I just blanked out there for a second. I thought I got dropped.
Oh, okay. I thought you were Brent. What is that? Is that a... Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I'm looking at stuff on the screen, and that's distracting me. Please continue, Doc.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, and when people listen to us, it's not a thing that we're just complaining about everything. We're just realizing how good it could be. And it's still better than anywhere else in the world, but it's really sad the way things have gotten out of control and that the average everyday citizen doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, it's just really scary, but we do know that spying from every country on every country goes on every day, yet here we act like it's a big deal, and that's why the Russians don't get too excited because they know we're doing it to them.
And I see the duality of that, how we will hack and slash our way through any company, or any company. I guess they are probably other companies within the world. Country is the word that I wanted. We will destroy your infrastructure to affect the outcome that the corporate United States wants to have happen in the world. Let's look at Egypt, right? You know, overthrow the dang thing because, well, we want it to. Right. So, and then we get all upset. But do you think the general public actually understands that we do that? I mean, Alan, listen, they've been doing banana republics since, whoa, I don't know, Edward Bernays coined the term. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Propaganda, yeah. You know, that's the thing. I see a lot of people out there, a lot of people are seeing, you know, I've talked to people in, you know, saw people in Walmart and wherever, you know, I go, and they'll start talking about things, and I'm like, you know, and I'll sit there and I'll tell them, it's like, well, yeah, you know, you're seeing part of it, you know, and they're questioning, it's like, you know, the insanity with the election and this hacking thing became so, and how the, you know, the media was just, you know, downplaying Trump every chance they got. I mean, I went into my mother's inner town and watched normal television, you know, periodically, get my little bursts of it. And it was amazing, you know, the negativity on Donald Trump on everything, every channel, the food channel. I mean, you know, when you're watching his anti-Trump stuff, it became so obvious that, you know, even people out there who are basically still just walking through, you know, through their sleep are starting to notice things. They just don't have any way to correlate it all because they haven't found Republic Broadcasting yet, which is a big part and has been a big part of my life for the past 10, 11 years or so. And, you know, they don't have, they're probably a lot like I was. You know, if they get a source that they sit and they listen to and they say, wow, okay, I thought that was wrong. You know, now I know why they did that, because it allowed them to do this and it allowed them to do that, and it's allowing them to do this in the future. You know, this is what they're working towards. You start getting something that you can correlate, you know, what you've noticed in your life, and things start dropping into place, and that's what they don't want.
You see, Megyn Kelly left Fox. She spent a lot of time attacking Trump in that first debate. And then I guess when she saw that he won, she started looking elsewhere for friendly territory, and NBC picked her up. So she's right at home now.
That's allegedly one story. And there's also her greed button and her failed button. But, you know, it depends on who you're talking to, the state of corporate media today, because today the corporate hounds, the CNNs, the Foxes, allegedly they're losing audience, and a lot of their audience are older and they're dying. Does that mean that they're all coming over to Republic Broadcasting or things like that? I don't know. I don't think so. And what about the millennials? Are they looking at something, you know? How are they communicating? How are they getting the truth out? Because, like, the truth and the Russian hacking dialogue that's going on right now, there are corporate media sources that are doing the echo and the fanning of the embers and the flames. And then there's the other voices. The other voices, well, I'm kind of happy that some of the security industry is going, man, what the heck are you saying? That ain't right. That feels good to me to know that there's a couple, you know, security experts, and they're not hackers, and we have to define hackers as whatever. I mean, technically, I'm a hacker because I did the job of information security, and I happen to know how to do that. But people are waking up. Just how we get it, I guess it's not our job to get it louder. We'll be back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Hey, during the break, I was just, I was over at the chat room and I was reading that thing Murr put up there. It's the former CIA spying has a surprising message for Trump. And it's really cute. If you're in the chat room, take a look at it. Otherwise, thetexasrepublic.chattango.com. You can go take a look. And number 6 on the list is, you're surrounded by traitors. Yeah, Trump, you're surrounded by traitors. Financial, ideological, and religious traitors. Huh. It's going to be a good article, I'm pretty sure. So, on that note, I just blew my head right sideways. Doc, what do you got?
Well, you brought up a good point before. Like people leaving Fox News and going to other news stations. Greed, I'm sure, plays a big part in that. But you got to wonder, if you're going to something that in the past you've complained was too bleeding heart liberal and that you report and let the people decide, is there enough money to buy that? I mean, I couldn't work for the devil just because he was the highest bidder. So I wonder what people are thinking. And I got a feeling Trump's going to find out that there's so many spies on both sides of the coin everywhere that it's you can't even imagine it. I mean, he's stepped into a hornet's nest of stuff that's been going on forever. And again, it's the best country in the world, but it could sure be a lot better. And you know, we were talking earlier about that news article that came out of a Texas newspaper. And they kept saying how a lot of these people call themselves sovereign citizens. Well, I've only heard that term used by the other side. I've never heard the average everyday citizen tell me they want to be a sovereign citizen, and probably half the people don't know what the definition is. And I've never heard anybody tell me I'm going to obey some laws and ignore others. I've never heard anybody say that. So they're making people out to be domestic terrorists so they can deal with them, I guess, but that's not what's going on. I don't understand how it got this out of control.
Alan?
Through our lack, well, I'm not placing all the blame on us, but they do put us to sleep. Like I said, after World War II, you know, after the good war, you know, the great war, you know, everyone came back and it's rah, 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 we beat them, you know, them Huns and those Nips over there. And, you know, and then everything was good. You know, it was burst of productivity. You know, everyone was working. Economy came back. Everything was doing good. You know, you could buy a house, you know, and live on one salary and actually, you know, enjoy life a little bit. You know your neighbors, talk to them. You know, the Leave It to Beaver days. And things get too easy. Things get too easy, and we get lulled into a false sense of security that, yes, our government is good. Look at all the good things they're doing. They're building interstates, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And you don't, everything is cloaked in, you know, fuzzy bunny words and fuzzy bunny phrases, and it'll do this, it'll do that. These programs, they all sound good from the start. It's like, let's do a neighborhood watch program. And, you know, it sounds good at the beginning, but it's like, you know, used to, we didn't have to have a neighborhood watch program. You knew your neighbors. When your neighbor was, like, leaving for vacation, they'd come over and say, hey, could you go collect my paper, you know, make sure the mailbox doesn't get too full, you know, keep an eye on the house. Oh, sure, Jim, no problem. You know, we'll take care of it. You know, you knew your neighbors, and now what they've got us doing is the nanny state. It's like if you see something, it's like, ooh, there's someone scary at my neighbor's house across the street. You know, even if it's just, you know, the paper boy, you know, driving by throwing a paper, you know, it's all of a sudden becomes, you know, some terrorist, and you've got someone peeking out their curtains. It's the subtle mind control. Like I said, I wish I could admire what these bastards have done, but it's just so evil that somehow we turned out decent moral people. You know, we've got an obligation. We try to tell people what's going on. You know, there is some self-preservation in it because we want to lead a better life, but we also want everyone else to have a better life. We don't like to see people suffer. You know, for some odd reason, we've come out to be, I guess, freaks in today's world.
You know, Alan, we like to go back and forth and discuss whether this whole damn thing's a play and it's been outlined beforehand and whatnot. And last night, before I found Kelly's Heroes, and I decided to watch that, I found a little movie from 2015, and it was really, I think it was called Capsule, right? And it was about the British when they went ahead and sent up a capsule before the Russians or the Americans, and they really were the first people to allegedly have a person in space. Hang on, folks. I'll tell you about the capsule when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Set us free. It'll give us time to realize this love will set us
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Well, happy 2017, folks. You ready for everything to be better? Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen, but we're going to work on it, right? Hey, before the break, we were just talking about, well, media, news, propaganda, and all sorts of different things, and whether Donald Trump was put in there on purpose, by design. Was the Russian hacking of the election, was that, you know, something that they planned on releasing, well, a year ago, 2 years ago? You know, in 2017, we're going to tell these Goyim or whatever, you just tell them that, well, they hacked the election, the Russians did it. And I point to this movie that came out in 2015 to say this propaganda was written a long time ago, because in the movie Capsule, they tell the story of an alleged British space program and how they put a man in space before the Russians or the Americans did it. And my God, this cat's just going nuts over at my house, folks, and I'm going to have to get up and let it into the room. Hang on.
I'll speak real quick. Speaking of movies and manipulation, a while back I sat down with one of my cousins. They were down here, and I went and said, they said, we're going to watch a movie. You know, you want to sit and watch it with us? I said, well, okay. And, you know, what's it about? She said, well, it's about, you know, the Manhattan Project, you know, and the development of the atomic bomb. And I can't remember if I believe it was Oppenheimer or who this movie was about, But, you know, it ended up, this movie being, instead of, you know, the actual development of the atom bomb and everything, this movie ended up being about how this great scientist who was just smarter than everyone else, or, you know, was a blatant homosexual, you know, but he kept it hidden, but he was a homosexual. Had this beautiful woman who married him out of pity because, well, if they know he's a homosexual, you know, they might not listen to him and he's going to save the world. And so she married him out of pity, so, you know, to give a good appearance that he was a, you know, a nice, straight, heterosexual guy. But it was all about pity, pity, pity. See how the homosexuals are, you know, would have been, you know, acted against. No one would have believed him, and discrimination and this and that. And I just got up and I said, I got to go. And I just walked out and left and didn't say another word. The manipulation, once you understand it, is just so blatant. You just want to scream.
And it does hurt. It does hurt, you know, especially when you see the message that's coming through the message. You know, here's the story, and here's our sub-story, and we want you to focus on the sub-story. Well, in the case of that movie I was telling you about, Capsule, the story was this capsule was up in space, and the dang Russians, they hacked it. They socially engineered it, and they tricked the pilot into landing, you know, near Russia. And, well, they got the capsule, and it was the Russians, the dang Russians, and they had spies everywhere, and they were evil, right? And I'm kind of like going, man, what great timing this thing had, you know, comes from 2015, and, you know, it's out now, and, wow, I don't know, man. You can't time that stuff any better, so it must be propaganda. It must be. And then, yeah.
Well, just because the new drink of Washington, D.C. is Russian vodka should not make people think that the Russians have anything to do with any of this.
You know, I think they like drinks with umbrellas, Doc. Didn't we get that straight? No?
Yeah, I think you're right. But the Russians are getting credit for everything. Pretty soon we're going to go back to the dinosaurs, and it'll be their fault they got rid of them.
Yeah, probably, you know, and maybe it was true.
Doc, I want to ask you about, have you heard, I thought I heard somewhere that now they're going to try to schedule CBD oil. Is that true? Did it at all?
It's out there big time. There's a lot of companies that are pushing that oil, and they're claiming it'll make you do everything from heal to walk on water.
But aren't they trying to make that a scheduled drug? You know, basically like they've done, you know, with anything that does any good for us. I mean, you know, I mean, my God, you know, alcohol is legal. What does that do to your body, your system, your social life, your psyche, compared to, say, something like a pot or marijuana, you know, and, you know, the actual beneficial effects that it has. And the, I mean, my God, you know, that you can make fiber, you know, that you can make clothing, cement, or, you know, fuel out of it. I mean, you know, there's so many uses for it, yet it's a Schedule I drug with no redeeming purposes.
Yeah, I think that's going on, and I also think the ones that are trying to sell it right now had to deal with some government regulation about what percentage of THC could show up on it, and it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. The problem, again, like I always say, on all these drugs should not be even classified as drugs, and they shouldn't be classified as illegal, and a lot of this crap would just go away. But you make something illegal, like Prohibition proved, and sooner or later somebody's going to figure out a way to make something out of it that wasn't intended and sell it in a back room, and it's just crazy. And then the government gets involved, and we talked to a gentleman in Oregon the other day, and he said that they finally got it right where it's legal for, you know, marijuana and the oils and all that stuff, but they're doing it different than a lot of the other states. So if anybody's interested, you could look into Oregon and see what they're doing. But the government is getting involved in everything, and these companies are all looking for the loophole to sell the oil where they don't violate any of these regulations, and it's just not going to work very long.
Here's where
hasn't it come out that they have found cannabinoid receptors that are actually in our brain now, and that actually your body needs them and utilizes them for beneficial purposes?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some health benefits, but it's like I've said before, everybody's different. You might give some to you, me, and Steve, and each one of us will see a different thing. Maybe miraculous things, maybe nothing at all, maybe a little bit. So there is, if there was only one cure-all, like people like to say when they come up with something like this, then you wouldn't need anything else. But, you know, God blessed us with a whole lot of things out there because everybody's different.
Everyone's physiology is slightly different, right?
So, organs doing it right. It is a statement that somebody allegedly made. Man, I have a hard time just dealing with any kind of laws or dealing with any kind of stuff with dealing with substances like medical marijuana or just marijuana in general. How could they be doing it right? Because some people think that making it legal and then taxing it is doing it right. You know, and I don't see that. You know what I mean, Doc?
Yeah, well, let me rephrase that. What they were saying, and this is our mutual friend Frank up there that you know very well, is that for having the government involved and having to go through all this process, it seems to be the best of the bad. But again, I tell people all the time, and I have some people look at me like I'm crazy, but there should be none of this stuff that's illegal. The reason things are important and reason there's crime and drug lords and all these, a lot of people in prisons for stupid stuff is because we took things that are natural on this earth and made them illegal. They did it with prohibition, and that failed miserably. And it created the greatest crime syndicate in the world. And then they had to take it back. And if they just leave everything alone, we wouldn't have these problems.
It's all control, right?
And it is. And it, I don't know how infuriated I am seeing this latest, well, the run-up to Trump, right? And the going away or not going away of Obamacare, right? Because they claim, we can't get rid of it because people are going to get hurt. So what about all the people that are already hurt? What about all the lives that were destroyed because of Obamacare or the futures that were stunted at a minimum? Right? What about them? And they're still going to go forward and go, well, we couldn't touch it. It was unbreakable. And you're like, really? That's why I still have hope for Texas independence, because they're not doing anything. They're not going to do a dang thing to make America great again. They're not going to build a wall. They're not going to stop killing people everywhere. They're not going to change. And Trump ain't going to change them. I'm sorry. I don't need the first 100 days to tell you that. You know, I don't need the first 6 months. I can see the writing on the wall right now. And it pisses me off. I'm sorry.
You entrenched. They're too entrenched. They've got control over this whole situation, and if it comes down to it, they'll just pull the plug. Like I said, if Trump is that big of an impediment, they'll drop a nuke on the White House and say, "See, we told you Iran was building bombs, and we'll go to war with Iran."
Yeah, I guess my point, Doc, would probably be, I'm not going to wait for them to make me pissed off. I'm going to get pissed off on my own right now by understanding just how much they're not going to do. You know, the writing's on the wall. Ain't nothing changing in Obamacare that's going to hurt your life, that's going to hurt my life, it's going to hurt Alan, right? It's going to hurt every one of us. And meanwhile, somebody that's only getting screwed up the backside, you know, is going, well, at least I get continue to get screwed up the backside. And, well, you know, there are little urgent care facilities. You know, Alan told you guys about one that he went to, and some chick out of high school, looked up on a computer how to fix a boo-boo. It's like, my God, we're insane.
The famous Google doctors.
Yeah, but these ones are getting paid for it, so they're professional Google doctors, Doc.
Well, you know, do you remember when Nancy Pelosi, and I still, this is almost like it was a bad dream, when she stood up in front of God and everybody and said, "What's in it? What's in the health care bill? We have to pass it to find out what's in it." I mean, What? That's like saying, send us your money and we'll send you a car and you'll find out what kind of car and what color it is and all that after it gets in your driveway. I mean, and they got away with it. That's why you're angry, Steve, because it's so ridiculous and so crazy, and it drove many doctors like me right out of our offices in the insurance business because we couldn't deal with the insurance companies anymore.
I saw that evil witch. I saw that Nancy Pelosi, that evil cackling witch. Just last week, when all the cast of Democrats got together to say how wonderful Obamacare is, and oh my God, I almost threw something at the dang TV. I'm like, no, I don't want to see that, and it pissed me off, and it pissed me off a lot. And on the other hand, they threw me a bone, and then they complained about how Donald Trump should, because he's going to be a president and he shouldn't directly communicate to the people. I'm kind of like going, well, this guy just spent 10 minutes blithering. It didn't say a damn thing. And this Donald Trump character gets how many words? 10, 15? And, well, he actually articulates himself. So why shouldn't we have a president tweeting? If you actually say something, in 10 characters, great. 36 characters, whatever, instead of 10 minutes to say nothing. I don't know. Just gets me all pissed off.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're tweeting, that makes you a twit.
Yeah, he might be a twit. I don't know. Hey, Sovereign Man, are you there? Let's see if he's a twit. Not Sovereign Man. From Sovereign Man, what's up, man?
Greetings and salutation.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, blessings and a blessed year to you all. I think what's happening is we got our minds trapped into these cages. Like, we use the word marijuana. Marijuana is a legal term, and it is a Schedule I narcotic. Cannabis is what we should be using, not
or pot,
marijuana.
It's all
marijuana.
I understand that. Yeah.
Marijuana with a J is a Schedule I narcotic. Marijuana with an H is a noxious weed. So, I mean, it all comes down to jurisdiction. Over 54,000 products can be made from cannabis. And if they would, unshackle the manufacturers and the people's minds, it would create a boon in this country. Anywhere from textiles to pharmaceuticals. Matter of fact, if you go back and you look between the 1800s and the 1900s, more than 50% of the over-the-counter medications were cannabis-based. Oh, by the way, every brain, every animal's brain on the planet has natural cannabidiol receptors. Why are they there? And cannabidiol is in a lot of different things, not just cannabis. It's in broccoli. It's in a lot of the cruciferous vegetables. I mean, come on.
Well, you spoke about how wonderful, it would be on our economy if we go ahead and stop all this stupidness. But the thing is, they don't want it wonderful, Sovereign Man. You know that.
Well,
they don't want to make this country great or whatever.
Well, it's not just the country. It's not just the country. It's about enslaving people and not letting them become free.
And so I guess the point in, even bringing that fact to light is to let other individuals know that that's one possible avenue out of this stupidness.
Yeah. Don't legalize
the oil industry. the oil industry would go, the cotton industry would go. Think of all the industries that would be in jeopardy. Then you talk about a boon to the economy. In one way, it would be. In another way, you know, a lot of these other industries, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, you know, they wouldn't be able to, you know, we'd actually be having people getting cured instead of just treating symptoms and keeping them, you know, sucking on the tit of the pharmaceutical company or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's, they have to keep us entrapped, enslaved to a certain point to where we basically, the best slave is one who believes himself to be free, yet you keep him on a leash and he doesn't know it. You know, things could always get worse. It's all, like I said, it's all mind control.
Oh, right. Take away the property tax and let a person do whatever the heck he wants on that property, and you might not even see him come back to your world, you know, and you can't control him.
Actually, the property tax is another trap. They tell you you have to register your property. You don't have to register it. You have to make a public notice of the transfer title between the two individuals. But when you register it, Regis, as in register, means king, and store means to give over to another for safekeeping. You're giving it up, brother.
Thanks for the call, Sovereign Man. We're going to break. Be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
In my head, I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know the sun is you and I. When is it for the sun?
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You guys know the drill. This is the short segment, end of the show, and I'll offer it to to you, Doc, first, or Alan, and we do have Caesar hanging on the line. So, yeah, guy's got something that needs to be said, and now's the time, Doc.
Well, I just wanted to say, none of these things would even be a topic. It'd just be another product if they made all these things legal, and nobody would know. It would just blend in and would be another product, and some people would benefit. It's very silly we have all these laws.
Alan?
Oh, I could talk for a month, but let's hear what Caesar has to say.
Hey, Caesar. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to listen to you. It's like I always say, we are doomed. We just had this Jason Bourne thing going on in Fort Lauderdale, another MK Ultra. I mean, what can I tell you? You know, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's the unseen hand of the magician. Look, Trump, he shouldn't have had the hat that says, let's make America great again. He should have had a hat that said, let's make Israel greater.
Hey, Caesar, what about the truck that killed the soldiers in Israel earlier this morning? You know anything about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I guess some truck rammed into a bunch of soldiers, so there's another runaway truck thing going on, live and developing. Woo! We're going to have to attack the Palestinians again.
But they're those poor Palestinians are being slaughtered like sheep. And nowhere in the Zionist-controlled media do you hear anything about it. They have nothing to defend themselves with. They've stolen their land. It is unbelievable. These Khazarians don't even have a drop of Semitic blood in them. They have no right to that land. Remember that Israel is only allegorical. It only exists in the Bible. And the Bible, Satan is the god of this earth. Satan is the creator. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the creator. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, as the Bible says, those who say they are Jews but they lie, they are the synagogue of Satan. I mean, listen, the writing is on the wall, gentlemen. You know, this ain't no rocket science. It's here. You got to see it for what it is. You cannot tell me, okay, that, we're not at the point of no return. We had Ruby Ridge, Montana. We had the Branch Davidians at Waco, Texas. Edward Murray, First World Trade Center, Second World Trade, 9/11. And now we have the boogeyman. And next, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the space aliens that are going to be coming for us. That's going to be the next war, okay, with the space aliens. Because you know
that's
what?
In the plan.
Okay. Well, that's the music, folks. Until next time, remember, you are Kelly's heroes, and, well, we don't steal, but we do tell the truth. Take care. See you next week.
Folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.